here's your Gettysburg Astro Minute for late October 2015. The sun is now setting before 6:30 p.m. daylight time, but be ready for that to jump back an hour when we switch to standard time on November 1st. The moon is prominent right now, first as a waxing crescent in the western evening sky, but reaching first quarter on October 20th and full on the 27th. There are no bright planets in the evening right now, but to compensate, there's a great show going on in the pre-dawn sky, where you can see Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and even Mercury. Get outside around 6:30 a.m. to a place with a flat eastern horizon. Venus will be by far the brightest thing you see in the east. In the middle of the month, it is also the highest, but that will change. Below Venus and a bit left are Jupiter and Mars, with Jupiter the brighter of those two. You might also see Mercury just a few degrees above the eastern horizon. By the last week of the month, Mercury will drop from sight, but watch as Jupiter and Mars close the gap with Venus. On the 25th and 26th, Venus and Jupiter will be as close as the width of a finger at arm's length. Then in the first days of November, it will be Venus and Mars in conjunction, with Jupiter a few degrees above them. We hope you can get up early and enjoy the sight. The Astro Minute is a production of Gettysburg College's Hatter Planetarium and WZBT. For a text of the Astro Minute with illustrations, visit the Gettysburg Skies blog.